Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Mirror Shoulder Signal, a novel by Dotte Nors, translated from the Danish by Misha Hoekstra, read by Justine Eyre. 1. Sonia is sitting in a car, and she's brought her dictionary along. It's heavy and sits in the bag on the back seat. She's halfway through her translation of Gösta Svensson's latest crime novel, and the quality was already dipping with the previous one. Now's the time I can afford it, she thought. And so she looked for driving schools online and signed up with Volker in Frederiksberg. The theory classroom was small and blue and reeked of stale smoke and locker rooms, but the theory itself went well. Besides Volker, there was only one other person Sonia's age in the class, and he was there because of drunk driving, so he kept to himself. Sonia usually sat there and stuck out among all the kids, and for the first aid unit, the instructor used her as a model. He pointed to the spot on her throat where they were supposed to imagine her breathing had gotten blocked. He did the Heimlich on her, his fingers up in her face, inside her collar, up and down her arms. At one point, he put her into a stranglehold, but that wasn't the worst of it. The worst was when they had to do the exercises themselves. It was humiliating to be placed in the recovery position by a boy of 18. It also made her dizzy, and that was something no one was supposed to find out. You're such a fighter, her mom always said. And Sonia is a fighter. She doesn't give up. She ought to, but she doesn't. And then you can press the heart hard 30 times and pay attention to whether they're breathing, the first aid instructor said.